Hello, this is Riley Cornett at the Fall Festival on October 2nd at 11 a.m. And I am here with Derek Welp, who is at the Lambda Chi Alpha booth.
This is Derek Welp on October 2nd at Fall Fest.
Can you describe the work you have been doing at the Fall Festival?
So what I've been doing here is I've been helping my fraternity brothers in Lambda Chi Alpha make Philly cheesesteaks for anyone that comes along the street.
Is this the first time that you've worked the Fall Festival?
No, it is not. I've been here since the fall of 2015, so this will be my fourth year being involved in it.
Have you noticed any changes in those 4 years?
One, we did get an upgraded booth on our part. That's something that has changed for us. In addition to that, I have noticed like some health department changes have occurred recently. They've been increasing the amount of restrictions we have to do in order to keep the booth clean and stuff like that.
Why are you working at the Fall Festival?
Well, we're here to, I'm here to support my brothers as we try to raise money for different philanthropic funds that we want to be a part of in the future.
Awesome. Okay. So, can you tell me about the first time that you worked at a Fall Festival?
Okay. The first time? Mm-hmm. Okay. The first time I worked at the Fall Fest is when we actually had our own booth, which was extremely, extremely small. And it was my first semester getting into the fraternity, so I didn't really know a lot of the members. But I remember having a pretty nice, deep conversation with Christian Miller. He was one of the older members at the time, so that, I think, really helped me get my feet in the door for Lambda Chi and made me feel more comfortable being a part of the organization.
Okay. And looking back at that first year at Fall Fest, has the way that you viewed Fall Fest changed?
I wouldn't say so. No, not really. I think it's a really fun time for people to run booths and for others to just come out and get some food.
Awesome. What makes the Fall Festival different from other local festivals or events?
I would say there are a lot more options. That's one for sure. That's probably the biggest thing I would say. Far more booths. I think it's just a really good time here.
What is your favorite Fall Festival memory?
That's a tough one. I would say it was probably last year. My family came down to see me. And it wasn't just my immediate family, it was like cousins, aunts, and uncles. They all came. And so it was a good time to walk around with them and show them around, kind of give them a feel for the Evansville area, since most of them live back home in Jasper, St. Anthony area.
So you would say this is a good representative of Evansville culture?
Yeah, I would definitely say so.
Okay. What else do you think people should know about the Fall Festival?
That's a difficult one. I think what other people should know about the Fall Festival is that it's more than just food. I know a lot of people really hit on the fact that you can come get a lot of food here, but there's a lot of entertainment options as well. I know people will perform on stage, sing, what have you, and then there are also different rides and prizes at the towards the end of the street as well. So it's not all about just eating.
That's good to know. Well, thank you so much for letting us interview you today.